The message you're about to listen to is brought to you by Pastor Henry Onyedikachi.
If we don't preach the gospel, we cannot expel darkness from the hearts of men. Woe is me if I preach not the gospel. I have a commitment. Necessity is laid on me. I have an assignment to preach the gospel.
Stay blessed.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Father. Oh, yes. Hallelujah. I have to say something, right? Praise God. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Yes. Okay. Let's see what we can do. Amen. So I'm going to talk about the corporate anointing this morning. Right. We're going to have a move of the Spirit in a few minutes from now. Right? Very short minute from now, the Holy Ghost will take this meeting from me. I'll be out of here. Amen. There is a corporate anointing. Is that okay? That's a corporate anointing. The corporate anointing. And I've been talking about the anointing of the Holy Ghost all the while. But I've shown you that is the... Remember, we categorize that into three, right? That is the believer's anointing, then the anointing for ministry. Remember? Then there is the corporate anointing. The corporate anointing is that move of the Spirit, manifestation of the Spirit, you know, when we gather as a church. When two believers gather, when three believers gather, there is a move of the Spirit in that kind of atmosphere, or that can be in that kind of atmosphere that you cannot possibly have in your room. Now, that is the corporate anointing. And I told you, I believe that is the strongest manifestation of the Spirit of the anointing in any way. I can stand, don't get it wrong, I can stand by myself and minister healing to everybody here. But there is something we can do, and we steer up that corporate flow. And there is this one of the things that characterizes that kind of flow is always the manifest, tangible presence of God. It can come in your room, but it's easier and it flows easily when we are gathered together. I get what I'm saying? When we have a gathering like this and we know the right things to do, there will be a corporate flow. For instance, in 2 Chronicles chapter 5, when they gathered in the to dedicate the temple, 2 Chronicles chapter 5 and verse 13. 2 Chronicles 5 verse 13. See, it came to pass. He said that as the trumpeters and singers were as one, to make one sound to be heard in praising and thanking the Lord, that when they lifted up their voice with the trumpets and cymbals and instruments of music and praised the Lord, saying, for he is good, his mercy endureth forever, that then the house was filled with a cloud, even as of the Lord. So there was a cloud that overshadowed. Verse 14 tells us that even the priests could not minister, because the glory of the Lord filled the place. That's the corporate anointing. I get the point. Remember again, the anointing is the Holy Spirit, right? So I'm talking about corporate anointing. We're talking about the move of the Spirit that comes when we all are gathered. Are you following me? You know, an example of that, for instance, is Acts 4 verse 31. Acts 4 verse 31, the Bible said, when they prayed, the place where they were began to shake. Like where they pray, everywhere began to shake. That's a corporate flow. Began to vibrate. I know you've seen people fall down, but think of a building shaking. Think of an entire building shaking and vibrating. That's a product. And it wasn't just one person. It wasn't one person moving in the power of God. It wasn't one person prophesying. It was just something that was a result of the corporate flow of God's Spirit from all of us and through all of us. I get what I'm saying now. Because there is something about, for instance, if I go to a crusade now, where there are many unbelievers and many younger believers. I can just come and say, if you're sick, raise your hand, minister healing. That's the healing anointing upon my life. I get the point. I can say, if anybody is paralyzed, get up from that wheelchair. That's the miracle working power of God upon my life. But there are meetings where it's not just about one person saying receive. There are meetings where we experience a corporate flow like that. And when it comes, all of this you will see is the tangible, when I mean the tangible presence of God, you feel it. Because the anointing, I don't know if I'll get to this in this series. The anointing is not a feeling, but the anointing can be felt. The Holy Ghost is not a feeling, but you can feel the Holy Ghost. He says, what do you mean you can feel the Holy Ghost? Have you forgotten I told you the Holy Ghost is a person? Do you remember that? You can feel people. Can't you feel people? If someone is in this room, have you ever been alone in a room and somebody enters and you just feel that someone entered this room? Does it happen to you? Let alone when the person now touches you, you will feel it. If the person hugs you, you will feel it. That's the Holy Ghost. So he's not a feeling. Now, if I enter this room, you will feel it. But I'm not a feeling. But you can feel me. You get the point? So the Holy Ghost is not a feeling. He's a person, but you can feel him. So when there's a tangible flow, there's this feel that comes. And everybody's going to experience that this morning. Just very shortly. So the place where the world began to shake, so one of the things that characterizes that kind of, when there's a corporate anointing, is that there will always be the tangible manifestation of God's Spirit. Tangible manifestation of the anointing. Another thing that you could notice in that kind of place is that God's voice will easily be heard. Now, it's not like God's voice echoing from heaven, but people can begin to hear God easily. There's always a prophetic in that kind of atmosphere. An example of that is in Acts chapter 13, because I just showed you 2 Corinthians, I just showed you 2 Chronicles 5. In 2 Chronicles 5, they all gathered in the temple. There were many. In Acts chapter 4, they gathered, we don't know how many they were, but we know that Peter and John went to their own company. Now I'm showing you Acts chapter 13, where they gathered to pray. Verse 1, in that particular case, there were not even many. How many were they? We had Barnabas, Simeon, Lucius, Manain, Abby, and Saul. How many? 5. So what I'm talking about, the corporate anointing, it's not like we must be in church, but believers, when they gather to pray, they were praying, and the Holy Ghost said in verse 2, Separate us from Paul and Barnabas. Whenever there is that corporate flow, it's easier. That's why some of you observe that when you come to church, even if you've never heard God in a very long time, once we steer up that corporate flow, you begin to hear things you've never heard in your life. That's what happened to you. It's the corporate anointing. It's the corporate anointing. So you always find stronger flows of the prophetic. Another thing that you can notice in that kind of meeting is that there will be impartations of the Spirit. Gifts of the Spirit will be distributed in such meetings. Where there is a corporate flow. For instance, in Romans 1 verse 11, Paul told them, I look forward to seeing you, that I might bring to you some spiritual gifts. All he was saying is, I'm coming down. When I come down, we are going to have a meeting. When we have that meeting, there will be distributions. A perfect example of this is in 1 Samuel chapter 10, you see, in verse 5, where Samuel was prophesying to Saul. 1 Samuel chapter 10 and verse 5. He said, and after that thou shalt come to the hill of the Lord, which is the garrison of the Philistines, it shall come to pass that when thou art come thither to the city, that thou shalt meet a company of prophets. Watch this. A company of prophets coming down from the high place with a psaltery and a tabret and a pipe and a harp before them, and they shall prophesy. So you will meet some prophets carrying instruments, they shall be prophesying. What will happen to you in verse 6? And the Spirit of the Lord will come upon you, and thou shalt prophesy. Now, Saul was never called to be a prophet. You know, I said that on Thursday. Never. He never, but if when he began to prophesy, that the Bible said, people gathered and asked, is Saul also among the prophets? It was strange. But he prophesied. Why? He met a company of prophets prophesying. So at that point, it wasn't about whether Saul was gifted for it or not. In that atmosphere, there was a distribution. Are you following me? And throughout the Bible, that was the only time Saul prophesied. Only time. Now, if he wanted to keep prophesying, he would, if he remained with that company, he would have flown in that stuff. It's just about corporate flows. But as all of them are prophesying, have you not seen where someone has never prayed in tongues before, but comes into a place where everybody is praying in tongues? So he knows what is happening. He himself is also doing shabba-da-ba-da-ba. It's corporate anointing. Sometimes nobody will touch you. I get what I'm talking about. Sometimes somebody will come close to you. But because we are here, because there is a corporate flow, what I'm talking to you is beyond the anointing of the man of God. Take it, take it, take it. It's beyond that. Although there will be a man of God controlling it and all that, but then it's a corporate flow. And I'm going to show you how to steer that stuff up. But whenever it happens, you're going to find that there will be impartations, gifts of the Spirit will be distributed. Another thing you will notice, for instance, that needs will be met whenever there's a corporate flow. Needs will be met. The sick will be healed. Oppressed will be set free. My point is, whenever there's a corporate anointing of God in a place, anything is actually possible in that place. Paul and Silas were in prison. They were just two. They began to sing and stir up that corporate flow. That's Acts 16 verse 25. When they stirred it up, now see what I'm going to show you. When they stirred it up, Bible said the prisoners had them. Now, see verse 26. Please watch what I'm showing you. Okay? Suddenly, there was an earthquake. The corporate flow of the anointing. I told it can be felt. There was an earthquake. The foundation of prison were shaken. Immediately, all the doors were opened. And how many people? Everyone's bands were loosed. It wasn't just Paul and Silas. Everyone in the prison. I get what I'm saying. It's not just Paul and Silas that their chains were broken. Everybody in that prison, all the doors were open. So when there is that corporate flow, you see, needs can easily be met. Someone came here, he said there is a curse upon your life. Once there are some atmospheres, that's why one of the things you have to learn is to take advantage of atmospheres. Atmospheres that can come up in a meeting, in that time, anything can happen. Everyone's chains can be broken. All at once. Notice in this place, nobody said, I command your chains to be broken. Nobody said that. I follow what I'm saying now. Nobody said, I want to lay hands on you. Nobody. They were just singing and something broke loose in the spirit. The building began to shake. That's why, you know, I said it to people. People that miss church don't actually know what they're missing. There is something that happens as a corporate of the anointing that can never happen anywhere in the world. Anywhere. Even in your prayer life, it cannot happen. As important as your prayer life is anyway. I get to the point. Everybody's chains were broken. So someone could have walked here this morning having a lot of burdens. And then after we enjoy this kind of flow we are about to enjoy now, by the time the person goes, he might not exactly know when whatever burden lifted, but he just knows that he's no longer feeling that way. So what could have walked in here sick? There may or may not be any time we say the sick is getting healed, but just when we are done, the person just goes home. Sometimes after 2 days, you remember, I have this problem. It has gone. You better now. It's the corporate flow. Everyone's chains. Because notice, the others were not even participating in the praise and worship that Paul and Silas were doing. To start, I don't know if they knew the songs Paul was singing. Imagine Paul singing, on my lips, your praises. Those guys say, which one kind of song is this one again? That's why sometimes you come to this kind of corporate flow, there might be songs you will raise that you don't know. But the fact that you are in that atmosphere at that moment, everyone's chains can be broken at once. At once. So Paul and Silas just singing, yes, which one are they singing? What are they even saying? What are they even saying? Glory to God. Okay. To start with, these guys, we are Jews. Paul and Silas, we are Jews. So possibly they were even singing in the Jewish tongue. So possibly the prisoners were not even understanding what they were singing. For the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Imagine that. Imagine you're in a place. There are three Yoruba. Have you ever gone to a place? There are three Yoruba guys singing. They're singing what you don't understand. You don't even know what they're singing. but something is moving through your system. You don't know what they're singing, but something is shaking your head. Glory to God. It's also there is something about this. That corporate flow. And I can tell you, whenever we steer that flow, that's what we need to know. It's actually very easy to steer that kind of flow. One of the major ways to, you know, steer that corporate anointing in oppression is, I'm going to show you a lot of scriptures. Number one, the people, I'll give you like four, then we'll close. The people must be in one accord. The people in that meeting must be in one accord. I'll show you many scriptures to that effect. In Acts chapter 2 verse 46, they had a corporate flow. In Acts 2 verse 46, in the Bible says they continued with one accord in the temple and breaking bread from house to house, did eat their meat with gladness and singleness of heart. We're going to come to this much later. Verse 47, the Bible said, praising God and having favor with the people. The Lord, they were having a corporate flow in that season. But the first thing you notice in verse 46, he said they were with one accord in the temple. On the day of Pentecost, Acts 2 verse 1, Bible said they were got in one accord. Said, and when the Pentecost was fully come, they were all with one accord in one place. What that simply tells you, there are two implications of this statement I made now. The Father must be in one accord. Two implications. Number one is that if there is going to be a constant corporate flow of God's Spirit in a church, love and unity must be prioritized in that church. A church where there is too much strife, where A is fighting B, and of course in church, one person might be angry with one person at certain times. It's okay. Once the anger doesn't stay too long. But in a church where it's constantly, that's why every time you come, let me give a very big hack. There are sometimes you actually don't need to pray too much to know that the devil is working in a church. Any church you get into, anytime this is your church, you begin, every time somebody's telling you, the devil is working very hard in that church. You don't need to see any demon. And that's why one of the things you do at that moment is that you must call yourself by name, Bia Henry. The devil will not use you. Because once you begin to do, yes, I heard. Did you hear that? Me too, I heard. Hey! Oh, serious? Is that it? The devil is using you to promote that particular thing in that ministry. Because once we are not in one accord, you always have we will not get to the fullness of the move that we want to see in any ministry. A people who love each other too much, always united, always peaceful, we can always have corporate flows. A family where there is no strife can even have corporate flow of the Spirit in their home while in their parlor singing or doing things. But when we are not in one accord, everybody just doing their thing, everybody just behaving in their own way, acting in their own way. That's why, you know, every time, and I'm getting wiser with this, every time in this ministry that I begin to hear, do you know that this person, do you know that person? When I begin to hear gossip, I begin to know that A is angry with B, that is gossip, that is bitterness, that is envy. If I notice that, I just pause everything and fight that into the end. Because that thing gets its way into a ministry, forget. We might come to say you are blessed. But let me teach you, you will not be blessed as you would have been blessed if there was no strife. The secret is this: he leadeth us beside still waters. That's the secret. Beside what? Still waters. Why? The way, you know, the Bible calls us sheep. One major quality of a sheep is that the sheep does not drink from troubled waters. If the waters are troubled, the sheep cannot drink. So whenever there is troubled waters in a ministry, the people will not feed well. It's all following me this morning. So there must be that oneness. How do you do it from your end? Very simple. If someone annoys you, forgive the person quickly. If someone shares gossip with you, turn down the gossip at that moment. Let gossip not move from you. Don't be a passage to where gossip will move. I get to the point. Because the secret is, once we are gathered like this, it is not possible that you will not be hurt. Are you aware? That's the truth. When we say, there is church hurt. I don't believe there is nothing like church hurt. Because if there is church hurt, there should be school hurt. There should be market hot. Office hot. There is no place to go that will not be hot. So why do we have something we brand church hot? Say, church hurts me. That's why people are going to hurt you. People will be keep. But that is family hot. The highest of them is family hot. Then that is husband and wife hot. Ah! Let me tell you, when you marry, with your spouse, you hurt in some amazing ways. Not necessarily because your spouse is a wicked person or will do something bad, because just because the person is your spouse. Now, let me explain that to you. I've given this example many times. If you are walking down the street there and one man passing, maybe a frustrated man just like, look at her head, big head, bingo, and just passes. You just laugh. The way you just laugh, they say, what kind of creature is this one? Maybe he's also frustrated. Or, you know, conductors can be like that. Carry this your foolish face and get out. You know, most times you're just going to laugh. You don't even reason them. Might even be just your friend say, see what happened today. It will not pay you. But you see those same words, big head, bingo. If your friend tells you the exact words, it will go deep. You go and watch your head in the mirror again. Do I really have a big head? Am I a bingo? Who knows? I may be. What is the difference? Who said it to you? So let me tell you why church hurts. Why you feel hurt when people do things to you, church? Because you love the church. We mean more to you. That's why if they do it to you in school, you're not going to pay you. I get what I'm talking about. If they do it in the office, which I concern you, office, they should do it now. When I'm done, I'll submit my resignation and get out of this place. It's their business. But in church, when they do the same thing, so it's not really like they hurt you more in church. It's just that because church means more to you. I get what I'm saying. So what should you do? The same thing you do for your family. No matter what they do in your family, after everything, when I feel quarrel yourself, I feel quarrel with your sibling, I say, don't ever call me on phone again. You're just messing up. So some people come and tell me, say, daddy, I'm done. I'm done with those people. For no reason, I'm all wrong here. They just turn there. You're just, okay. After 2 days, you find yourself calling. What is family? That's the same thing here. Because we are out to hurt each other. Because sometimes that's what it looks like. And it looks like the devil plants certain people around you in church. Who find out new ways to hurt you every time. They devise new methods, new mechanisms. Sometimes you're working on your love work. You need to declare, I forgive easily. I love. No hurt. You just need to declare. Then they come to church. The person just knows what to trigger. God forbid. Person just knows what to. Just make sure you don't marry the person. Anybody that can trigger your heart easily like that and knows how to do it and always does it, please don't marry the person. The person will kill you. Because he can just come and say, let me spoil his mood now. let me spoil his mood now. And trust me, they can. They just know just one button. You move from 100 to 0. But then, so this is happening in church. Normal thing. But do not be the point from where strife will start. Do not even be the passage through which strife will continue. Once strife gets to you, let it stop there. Once the gossip gets to you, let it end with you. Is someone get what I'm talking about? That's how to maintain the corporate of the Spirit in any ministry. So the first thing it means that they were in one accord is that, you know, there must be unity, there must be love among us. But another implication of that statement is that whenever we are gathered, we must be in one accord. What that means is that there must be order and oneness in our service. So if all of us are singing now, to show that we are in one accord, that all of us should be singing. We shouldn't be singing and one person feels, I'm not in the mood to sing now. Let me give you an example. In 2 Chronicles, we read this already, chapter 5 verse 13. Put it up on the screen. There's something I need to show you. 2 Chronicles 5 verse 13. That verse said, the glory of God came, the priest couldn't minister. But look at how it happened. It came even to pass as the trumpeters and singers were what? Read with me. They were what? As one. To make one sound to be heard in music and thanking the Lord. And when they have their voice with the trumpeters, okay, and cymbals, give me like New Living Translation. Watch this. NLT. The trumpeters and singers performed together in unison to praise and give thanks to the Lord. Accompanied by trumpets, cymbals, and other instruments, they raised their voice and praised the Lord with these words. So they were praising the Lord in unison. They were praising the Lord with these same words. All of them were shouting, He is good. He is faithful and endures forever. Just like we are singing one song. That oneness. So it's not when we are all shouting. One person says, well, for me, I don't want to shout now. I just want to sleep. We are all singing. One says, I don't want to sing. It is that oneness. On the day of Pentecost, all of them were in the upper room. All of them were praying. The Holy Ghost came for all of them. That's one accord. I get what I'm talking about. Because whenever there is a corporate flow, most times, there is one direction the Spirit wants the whole church to go at that time. The Spirit may want the whole church to kneel down now and lift their hands. So we must be, when we are in one accord, it's easy for us to have a corporate flow. That's why, again, when there is strife, there cannot be a corporate flow. Because, you know, somebody might be saying, somebody might be lifting his hands. Say, why? Must I lift her? Because she's lifting her hand. Me, say, if I want to bow down and lift my leg. You know. And that kind of fight, all of that. But when we're in one accord, that's why when the choir is leading us to sing and say we should lift our hands, let's all lift our hands. They say we should dance. If it's time to shout. So do not use, for instance, this is the time for the word. This is not the time to be talking to your neighbor. This is the time to sit down and write. When it's time to sing, lift your voice and start singing. When it's time to pray, start praying. Let us be in one accord. Because it's a corporate anointing. It's not about what you want to do at this time. I get what I'm talking about. So in that kind of flow now, nobody's asking you for your mood or how you feel. Are you following me? So one day we are in one accord. The second thing, the second way, you know, to steer up that corporate flow is corporate prayers. Corporate prayers. When we come together and we're praying together, we are making room. Remember again, one accord, but we must be praying together, praying the same prayer. In Acts 13, verse 1, 2, and 3, when the Holy Ghost said, separate unto me, Paul and Barnabas, the Bible said they gathered in verse 2 to minister to the Lord and they were fasting. They came for one purpose. So they were praying. Every time you find corporate prayer in scriptures, you always find corporate move of the Spirit. This one is one example. Are you following me? In Acts 16, 25, they were singing, but they were praying. And then an earthquake came and their chains were broken. You know, in 2 Chronicles, I think that's chapter 7, verse 1. Solomon prayed. Because they dedicated the temple, Solomon began to pray. When Solomon had made an end of praying, the fire came down from heaven and consumed the burnt offering. He prayed. Whenever we gather and we are praying together, that's why meetings like prayer drive, all those meetings, don't miss prayer meetings. Don't miss prayer meetings. And when we are in church and we are praying, pray with us. Because in our corporate praying, there is always a corporate flow. And there's always a corporate distribution. Let me show you something. When it has to do with, because sometimes when it has to do with needs being met, well, someone may not be participating in the flow and maybe can get healed just being around. Just like those prisoners were in that upper room, you know, and because Paul and Silas were singing, their chains were also broken. That can happen. But there are some things that can never happen to you if you're not participating in the corporate flow. Your needs may be met. You can get a healing. But for instance, if we're talking about gifts of God being distributed, if we're talking about God talking to you, giving you a word, God speaking to your spirit at that time, if you're not in that flow, you cannot have it. Do you know what I'm talking about now? What I mean is this. We might all be worshipping here. And someone is just sitting behind there. Not participating with that. We might be praying. Not praying. But just sitting behind there. And then we'll start ministering healing. The person may get a healing. It's a physical need. The prisoners were not singing with Paul and Silas. They just heard them sing and their chains were broken. Do you understand? But if while we are praying, God wants to give everybody a message of comfort, a message of hope, a message of direction, the one not praying will not get it. I get the point. And so when there is that corporate prayer, obviously when they had prayed, the fire came down from heaven. So actually, Elijah was the first person to call down fire from heaven. Actually, Solomon did. How? They just gathered. They were dedicated to the temple. He led them to pray. After they prayed, fire came down and consumed burnt offering. Now, this wasn't a prophet. This was just a king. It's what I'm talking about. So it wasn't about Elijah, so it was just a prophetic office. This guy wasn't a prophet. He just gathered people and they began to pray. If you read the whole of chapter 6, don't open it, read it. Chapter 6 was talking about the prayers they were praying, the words he was speaking. He led them to pray. When they were done, fire of God came, glory of God filled the whole house. So there is something that happens when we pray corporately. That's why when we are in church and we are praying, open your own mouth and pray. You are not God's slave. You are his son. You are not even God's grandson. You are a son. You are not a bastard. You have a father. When we are all talking to our father, you talk to your own father. Don't be moping around like something is wrong with you. Because that is one of the ways to participate in that corporate flow. So whenever we gather to pray together like that, that's the corporate flow. There are distributions made at that point. And so, prayers is one. The second one, must pray together. Another thing, for instance, is gladness of heart. In Acts 2 verse 47, verse 8, they were gathered with one accord with gladness of heart. That talks about the joy of the Spirit. Hallelujah. Give me verse 46. Glory to God. They continued one accord, okay, from house to house. They were breaking the bread. They were eating their meat with gladness and sickness of heart. So they were just excited. Give me like New Living Translation. They were just excited. They were happy. They were joyful. You know, I've said this many times. Obviously, they shared their meals with great joy and generosity. One of the greatest, easiest places you find the move of God is when there is joy. Any atmosphere where there is joy, it is very easy for the Holy Ghost to move there. Turn this statement around. Any place where there is depression, demons are operating there. Take this in from you. That's why even when we lose people, Paul said we should mourn. But he said we should not mourn like people without hope. Because if you begin to mourn and mourn and mourn, say crazy things, you know, you are empowering the flow of terrible demonic spirits around. Because demons, I told you, Satan is the god of ungoverned spaces. It might start like a natural case of depression. One day you don't get up. 2 days you don't get up. 3 days you're just feeling depressed. You're not talking. Gradually, a foul spirit is going to come and take over that particular experience. And some of you have experienced what I'm saying. At the time, you just know that it's no longer you. And from there, everybody that begins to go down. That's why someone is depressed. By the thought of the depression, she stands up and begins to mess up. She might just say, I'll just look for any, I want to go and unwind, look for any boy, sleep with the person. What is happening? That depression, a foul devil is now controlling that experience. I get what I'm talking about. So after 1 week, you are looking back at all the things you did when you were depressed. You are wondering, how is it me? So wherever you find bitterness, sadness, the Bible said that kind of wisdom does not come from above. He said it's devilish. That's the book of James. When there is bitterness, strife, envy, you find the devil there. When there is joy, you will find that there will be a mighty move of God in this place. And I've told you guys this. Anytime we bring in joy to a place, we begin to laugh, we begin to dance, we begin to celebrate, we might start off in the flesh, but we're going to end in the spirit. What I mean is, we might start laughing normally. Say, someone laughing in the place, ah, ha, ha, ha. But by the time we do it for like 15 seconds, 30 seconds, You just know that something else has taken over the meeting. We might start off in the flesh, we'll end up in the spirit. The same way, you might start off your depression just by yourself. But if you continue, you'll end up in the spirit, the other spirit. Yeah, for real. You might start off complaining in the flesh, naturally, normally. I don't like this thing that is happening, though. Murmuring and complaining. I don't like it. I don't like how they used to do. Every time, when that girl sings, the way she does it, normal complaint. Then you are pushing it. Then you are pushing it. It will get to a time, something else will take over that thing. Have you not seen this joy thing happen in church? You might just say, let us laugh in the Holy Ghost. We'll just go, ha, 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 ha. Before you know, someone is vibrating there. Someone is jumping there. The Bible said in Luke chapter 10, verse 21, that in that moment, Jesus rejoiced in the Spirit. The Bible said, and he said, notice, he began to rejoice. What does this mean? The Greek word there is agalio. Agalio means, well, some of you wondering, why do you guys shout and run around in this church too much? That's what agalio, it means to spin. To make a haphazard movement in response to joy. That is the word here. So in that hour, Jesus agalioed in the spirit. So imagine Jesus now. Because some of you, the way you see your Jesus. Glory! You know the way you see your Jesus is that Jesus in Nigeria in Jesus Nasibo. He just comes very calmly. Udo Dirun. That's what we see Jesus. But he rejoiced in the spirit, glory to God. He rejoiced. But notice he rejoiced and now began to say. So rejoicing will produce utterance. That's one thing. He rejoiced and said, I thank thee, O Father. He began to say things. He began to say this. Now, hear this. There is no joy, no shouting that is empty in the spirit. Think about this again, again and again. What brought down Jericho? Shout. Think about what brought down Jericho? Just go around and shout. Everything went down. What did that shout do to the wall of Jericho? Now, by the time you understand that, you will see why we shout in church. Because whenever there is a shout, there is a rejoicing, there is a run, there is always the move of the Spirit. What I'm teaching you, when next time the home is not having it good, there is no food, there is no water, gather yourselves, pray, and rejoice. Let me say this to families here. One of the things, I'm talking about the corporate flow now. One of the things you fight so much in your home when things are not moving well is pain, anger, quarrel, strife. Make sure both of you and your husband, you and your wife, and the kids are not striving at that point. If not, that problem will stay longer than even people planned. Because once you are striving, you can't even pray well. That hinders the corporate flow already. I get what I'm talking about. But when we are united, there is no food, but there is peace. At least we can hold our hands together and say in the name of Jesus, we pray together. Remember? The corporate flow. As we pray together, the next thing, let's begin to dance in the spirit. Imagine what I'm saying. So, you know, as we're praying, babe, I got a word. The Lord has come to for us. And you go, ho, ho, ho. Ha, ha, ha. Hey, hey, hey. Glory. Glory. Ah! Glory. And then your kids too, as young as they are, they also do, ha, ha, ha. Oh, glory! Yes, they began learning how to do it. I learned how to do it. Glory to God. You go like that, the Spirit is going to take charge from there. Whenever there is joy, you know the Bible says the shout of the king is in their midst. Glory to God. You know that scripture? When the Lord turned again, the captivity of Zion. He said, we are like them that dream. Hallelujah. He said that our mouth was filled with laughter. One of the signs that you are basking in the anointing is that there must be laughter in your tongue. There must be laughter. Our tongue was filled with laughter. Then said the heathens, the Lord has done great things for them. Why? They saw us laughing. One of the errors of Israel is by the rivers of Babylon, there we sat down. And there we wept when we remembered Zion. When the wicked required of horse, a song. He said, how can we sing the Lord's song in a strange land? Mm-mm. It's in a strange land you should actually sing the Lord's song. When you are in a strange land, don't ask how. When they require a song of you, sing it. When sickness requires a song of you, sing it. When pain requires a song of you, sing it. But don't sing songs of pain. Sing the Lord's song. Sing the Lord's song. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Do not let depression require a song of you. Say, how shall we sing the Lord's song? Mm-mm. When you are in a strange land, sing the Lord's song. That takes me to the last thing that sets up a corporate flow. When we praise the Lord. Whether with songs or with our words. Every time we begin to praise the Lord and begin to sing out like that, that is always that corporate flow. Yeah. And that's why you notice in this church, once we get into our worship thing, and go from song to song, glory to God, you're going to find mighty moves of God's Spirit. You know what it means to go from song to song? Remember that? You go from song to song. Glory to God. Hallelujah. If you didn't get it, leave it to another last Sunday. You go from song. Anything can happen. That's Dr. Maokpa's slang. That's why we're laughing. They will go from song to song. He said, my son was crippled. And I went from song to song. Hallelujah. You learn to go from song to song in your house. Praising the Lord. Hallelujah. Dancing in the Spirit. Hallelujah. Rejoicing in the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Making sounds of joy. In Acts 2 verse 47, the Bible said, 46 and 47, they were praising the Lord. Bible said they were eating their meat with singleness of heart, you know, and with gladness of heart and singleness of heart, you know. And in verse 47, Acts chapter 2, verse 47, glory to God. And praising God and having favor. So Bible said they were praising God. They put the praise of God on their lips. Put the praise of God on your lips. How did they have that corporate flow in 2 Chronicles chapter 5 in Solomon's temple? Very simple. They were making music. Look at that. 2 Chronicles 5 verse 13. I've shown you two moves of God in that particular 2 Chronicles. The first is this one. Second one was chapter 7. So what brought this one? Music. What brought chapter 7 on? Prayer. So they walk together. I get into what I'm saying now. So look at chapter 5 verse 13. They were making music, playing instruments. And then the glory filled the place. Hallelujah. That is why, again, you find out that when there is a genuine worship meeting, all these worship meetings, sometimes people that go there, they are not even serious with God. Sometimes the meetings are even organized wrongly with the wrong motive. Or people return with testimonies. Because whenever people are lifting their hands and are worshiping like that, there is always a corporate flow of God's Spirit. Look at, they were making music, they were praising God and giving thanks. They were making one sound. One sound. What are they singing? For he is good, his mercy endureth forever. That's all. Of course, they wrote it like that, but it was a song. I don't know the rhythm the song had, but they were just singing it. Imagine the whole congregation. That's what that's like. When I ask us to sing, lift your own voice. Let's hear your voice. And in that moment, anything is possible. When we worship like that. What brought that glory? That corporate flow in the prison where Paul and Silas were. They were singing. They were praying. No instrument. Just two people. Singing in the Hebrew tongue. They were just singing. People were just listening to them. Suddenly. And I could just feel, because how they pinned them those days, they would in prison then, they would fasten their feet and fasten their hand. They joined their hand with their feet like this. Yeah. And stick them to it. You can't move around. They fasten them to a spot. So imagine Paul and Silas like this on the floor. And they were singing. Nenye nu chineke. Ekele. Nenye nu chineke. Otito, nenyenu, chineke, ekele, nihi. Imagine they were singing it. And the Lord wanted them to clap.
You know, he let it, so the chairs had to break. The Lord wanted them to dance as they were singing. Glory to God. So Paul wanted to clap, and the chair couldn't let him. God said, I want to hear their clap too. I want to hear their jump too. I want to see them dance too. Do a dance in the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. So next time even sickness pins you down, rejoice in the Lord. Sing praises. Sing praises. Sing praises. Sing praises. Sing songs of adoration. Sing songs of worship. Whenever challenges come, give them the Lord's song. When you're in a strange land, sing the Lord's song. Sing the Lord's song. Sing the Lord. It's the Lord's song you actually need to sing. What else should you sing? Songs of pain? Songs that you're going through a lot and you're playing music. Never mind, I'll find you. Find nobody. Start singing the Lord's song. Don't sing songs of depression. I know what I'm saying now. That's why once you walk into this door, drop all your pain and everything you came with. Whatever we are doing at that point, start doing it with us. If we are jumping, jump with us. If we are running, run with us. If we are praying, pray with us. If we are rejoicing, rejoice with us. Are you getting me, somebody? Whatever we are doing at that moment, do it with us. Even if you don't feel, you're not in the mood to pray. But we've started praying. Start praying. It's going to pray for us. Let's pray some more. Lift your voice. Let's pray some more this morning. Let's pray. Let's pray. Let's pray. Let's pray. Abba wants to hear your own voice. Pray. Shekele barakatele barakatala baya. Intro do shambro do shembra de kayanda. And that should not go shaketom brete shandia. Pray. In fact, hold somebody's hand, form a chain where you are, begin to pray. Form a chain where you are, pray. Ekrebele brande shombre de la crombe rabrenda crianda. Ele de babara babala babara babala babala le kosh. Erebe shata la baraka tele kosh preta. Ashika tele boso popola pa. Andika betesh globranda. Eshaka kapalataya. Pray, just pray in the Holy Ghost. Don't ask what I will pray about. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Shaka kerando leba sopo le kandia da rapetaya. Yes. This atmosphere is no more the same. It's no more the same. Pray. Shaka lata lata la parakataya. Sheka lata la parakatele bosontra de shata.
El Shaddai, El Shaddai, Elohim and Adonai, age to age you are still the same. By the power of your name, Haya, El Shaddai, El Shaddai, Elohim and Adonai, I will praise and lift you high. El Shaddai, come, come, pray. Leda baraba de color brando shokotoya. In Jesus' name. So you just flow as God has led you, whatever God put your heart. Yes.
I love you, Lord, for your mercies never fail.
You can leave your neighbor now. Lift your hands all over this place.
All my life you have been faithful. Woo. All my life you have been so, so good. Yeah. With every breath that I am able, I will say of a good.
possible, give up on you. And then to someone, to guard my exceeding joy, you are the word to me. To guard my exceeding joy, boy, you are the word to me. For there is none like you. No one can do the things you do. And so when you lift up, only I saw you, my exceeding joy. Just us now. My exceeding joy. You are my exceeding joy. No one compares to you, my joy. I look to the left and to the right. You are my exceeding joy. There is none like you. No one can do the things you do. And so I lift up holy hands to you, to you, to you, to you. My exceeding joy. you.
This again.
I am glad my heart is come. You are my peace. I can be more like Zion's you. My dreams are still. Yes, I am glad my heart is come. You are my peace, Lord. I can be more like Zion's you. My feet are still.
Spirit to our soul until
you are worthy of my worship, worthy.
Some things are beautiful.
Some things are beautiful. Ah, but there are things that
beautiful.
Some things are beautiful. Ah. But there are things that you will see. Oh.
Ah.
Things that you will hear. Oh. You will know that they sing.
One more time. Some things are good.
Some things are good.
Some things are beautiful.
Some things are beautiful. Ah.
But there are things that you will see. Of one thing that will happen in the month of March for you. Listen. Listen. If it's your car key, you will hold it like this. And tell somebody, look what the Lord has done. If it's your medical report that shows you are fine, you will hold it like this. And show your neighbor, look what the Lord has done.
Look what the Lord has done. On my boy, Koya.
Idiye bube.
Idiye bube.
See what the Lord has done. Aya, what are you holding in your hands? What are you holding in your hands? Yes, yes, yes.
Look what the Lord has done.
Look what the Lord has done. Good.
Some things are good.
Sing it. Some things are beautiful.
Some things are beautiful. For there are things that you will see. Oh.
Ah.
And things that you will hear. Oh. You will know that this is the hand of God.
Some things are good.
Some things are good.
Some things are just beautiful.
Some things are beautiful.
Ah,
but there are things that
you will hear. You will hear in the coming months. Aye, aye.
And things that you will hear.
I want to hear your voice. Some things are good.
Some things are good. Some things are beautiful. But there are things that you will see. Oh.
Aya.
Things that you will hear. Oh. You will know that this is the hand of God.
Because the month of March will be the month of the hand of the Lord. The month of the hand of the Lord. Ah!
There are things that you will see.
God.
Yes, 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 yes.
Some things are good.
Let me hear you can sing it.
Some things are beautiful, but there are things that you will see. Oh. Things that you will hear. Oh. You will know that this is the hand of God.
Some things are good.
Some things are good.
Some things are beautiful.
Some things are beautiful.
Oh, yeah.
But there are things that you will see.
saw fear jump out of this building. I saw fear jump out of this building. I saw fear jump out of this building. I saw fear out of this building. Out of this building. Out of this building. Out of this building. Hey! Sicknesses are being healed. Contracts are being closed. Complicated issues are being resolved. Nombre nombre do grunda. Whenever I hear this verse in my spirit, I know what it means. Anyone here laboring on the course, let Reuben live and not die. I just said that verse in my spirit. I know what it means. Anyone laboring under any curse, every negative words that have been spoken over you are hereby reversed. They are hereby reversed. From now, only the effects of the word of God. I heard it in my spirit. Only the counsel of the Lord shall stand. Yes. Only the counsel of the Lord shall stand. Hey, the month of March, the month of the hand of the Lord. 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 Oh, Luambe, Luria, Yemio. Ombe Mifu. Aya!
Ombe Misare.
We have to close. We have to close. Touches this mic I'm holding now. But there is something upon, if you touch this mic, you cannot stand up. At this point. Hallelujah. If you touch this mic. Glory to God. I just said that it's very strong. To hold. Okay. You want? Hallelujah. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Because I look into the spirit and I see destinies realigning. A young lady walked into this door confused about life. A young lady contemplated suicide in the past 1 week, even thought of doing that in the past 1 week. But I see destinies realigning. I see destinies realigning. The zeal of the Lord will perform this. Woo! You know, I look into the spirit again. And I see a light. It's glowing. His glory. His glory. His glory. I'm restoring all things, says the Lord. I'm restoring all things, says the Lord. I'm restoring all things, says the Lord. I see documents, papers. Trying to get what God is showing me, but I see documents. Somebody is carrying around these documents. I see documents. Yeah, just in the past 1 week or 2 weeks, someone was just going through. Yes, I've seen it. You are going through all the job applications you did that has failed, and you are just very frustrated, just going through them in your mail, all of that. But you know, in the month of March, you will tell your friends, look what the Lord has done. Just look what the Lord has done. Onoma bohi koya, they become. Oh, oh, oh. Hey, look what the Lord has done. Look what the Lord has done. Honor my boy. A foul devil harassing this one's mind. Let's go for mind now. Let's go for mind. Let's go for mind. Let's go for mind. Of our mind, the peace of God you find, and you know.
Look what the Lord has done.
Just look what the Lord has done. Honor my pokey goya. Testimonies so good to be true. The evidence
It will blow your mind. Come and see what the Lord has done. Look what the Lord has done. Onumapuhi koya. Testimonies so good to be true. The evidence, so it will blow your mind. Come and see what the Lord has done. Look what the Lord has done. Onumapuhi koya. Some things are good. Some things are beautiful. But in this coming month of March, things that you will hear, oh, you will know that this is the hand of God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Just give him praise where you are. We need to close. Second service needs to start. Thank you. Woo. Just try to get your seat. Try to get your seat. Some things are good. Some things are beautiful. But there are things that you will see. Oh. But this is just the starting. Things that you will hear. Oh. You will know that this is the hand. I don't know why you came here, but I just see. I'm praying for you for just one thing. Some things are good. Some things are beautiful. But there are things that you will see very soon. And things that you will hear, oh, this is the hand of God. Give God praise for like 10 seconds for everything that you've received. Some of you, I touched on, I don't need to touch you, but I told you in the corporate flow, different things I give. Some of you heard God. Some of you felt that peace. You know God moved and touched you. Thank you, Father. Yeah. Just give him praise. Jesus said you to work on me. Just sit down. Sit down. Sit down. You're blessed. We just close very shortly. Just be around so that we can just go already.
For more information, inquiry, or prayer requests, please visit our website at www.henryonyedikachi.com.